This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Monsoon disasters claimed 5 lives in Jajarkot and Rolpa. Nepal Army rescues over 300 landslide-affected people in Jajarkot. Government plans to carry out geological study of landslide heat areas of Bajura, Rolpa and Jajarkot. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party launching Citizens Policy and Leadership Program today to develop people-responsive and transparent political culture. And Iran-US Memorandum of Understanding set to expire. President Trump orders Pentagon to scale back annual US-South Korea military drills. Now the news in detail. 4 people have died in a landslide that occurred at Risang of Bheri Municipality 2 in Jajarkot. 2 others have gone missing in the disaster. The incessant rainfall since Saturday afternoon triggered the landslide. Earlier, among the 4 gone missing in the incident, bodies of 54-year-old Uma Singh Khatri, 83-year-old Rati Khatri, 70-year-old Bhim Bahadur Karki of the same locality were retrieved, while 52-year-old Kedar Karki of Saldhara of the same municipality died in course of treatment at the medical college in Kohalpur. Similarly, an old woman have died when a landslide destroyed her house in Lungri Rural Municipality 5, Dhairaini of Rolpa District. According to Police Inspector Krishna Shrestha of the District Police Office, 72-year-old Ami Gurung died in a landslide yesterday. Meanwhile, the Nepal Army has rescued more than 300 people affected by a landslide in the Risang area of Bheri Municipality 2 in Jajarkot. A team deployed from the Bhawani Dal Battalion to search and rescue the landslide survivors in collaboration with other security agencies and locals rescued them yesterday and sent them to a safe location, according to the Nepal Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information. The army team also rescued 8 people injured in the landslide and retrieved bodies of 4 people who died in the landslide, the directorate said. The government is planning to carry out a geological study of landslide-affected areas of the western region of the country. A meeting of the Monsoon Response Command Post of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority NDRRMA held on Sunday decided to conduct a preliminary geological study of the landslide hit areas at Thawang and Sunachari rural municipalities in Rolpa, Triveni Municipality in Bajura and Bheri Municipality in Jajarkot District. The command post has also decided to deploy a study team in the field within 3 days under the leadership of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, including representatives from the concerned agencies. The team will have participation from the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is launching Citizens Policy and Leadership Program starting today. Recognizing the fact that the essence of democracy is elected leadership being constantly in touch with and accountable to the citizens, the RSP is going to host the program to develop a people-responsive, transparent and result-oriented political culture. Under the program, the members of the cabinet representing the party must visit the central party office at least once a month to hold a direct dialogue with the citizens and party ranks. RSP Parliamentary Party Whip Prakash Chandra Pariyar said that this program is being run to serve as a bridge to connect the voices of the grassroots directly to the level of state policy, formulation and implementation. The meetings of both houses of the federal parliament are being held today. The meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for 1 p.m. at the federal parliament building in Singhadarbar, in which Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal is scheduled to present Mines and Mineral Bill 2083 for approval. Likewise, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, will present the Children First Amendment Bill 2083, while Foreign Minister Sichir Khanal will propose the Passport First Amendment Bill 2083 for discussion. Meanwhile, the meeting of the National Assembly will begin at 1:15 p.m. today. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary is scheduled to present the Infectious Animal Disease Control Bill 2083 for consideration and forwarding to the Legislation Management Committee for further deliberation. The Nag Panchami festival is being observed across the country today with devotees worshipping snakes as a part of a long-standing Hindu tradition. Observed on the fifth day of the bright fortnight of Shravan, Nag Panchami falls on the first day of Nepali month Bhadra this year according to the lunar calendar. On the occasion, devotees place pictures or images of snakes on the entrances of their homes and perform religious rituals. The tradition is believed to protect households from snakes and scorpions and ward off fears associated with fire, clouds and lightning. Chief of the Army Staff of Indian Army General Dhiraj Seth arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on a four-day official visit at the invitation of the Chief of Army Staff of the Nepali Army General Ashok Raj Sigdel. Vice Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Pradeep Jankesi welcomed the five-membered delegation led by General Seth at the Tribhuvan International Airport. According to the Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information, General Seth is scheduled to be conferred the rank of Honorary General of the Nepali Army by President Ramchandra Paudel at a special ceremony today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The three-day national conference organized by the establishment dissenting faction of the Nepali Congress has concluded with a five-point declaration, including a decision to hold the party's 15th General Convention. The conference, coordinated by former General Secretary Dr. Shashank Kwairala, also pleased to strengthen nationalism and democracy through dialogue with national and democratic forces. It called for promoting Sanatan Dharma as a national identity while ensuring religious tolerance, social harmony and religious freedom. The conference also stressed the need to amend the constitution in line with public aspirations. A committee led by Central Member NP South has been formed to recommend amendments to the party statute. Former Prime Minister and outgoing party President Sher Bahadur Deoba, Dr. Kwairala and other leaders addressed the closing ceremony. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The Iran-US Memorandum of Understanding signed in June is set to expire today as talks aimed at ending the conflict remain deadlocked. According to the Al Jazeera in the occupied West Bank, Israel has deployed additional soldiers to Qusra while Palestinian residents say Israeli settlers have been surrounding three homes for a second week. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the Pentagon to scale back annual military exercises with South Korea. Trump cited Seoul's decision not to join the U.S. in what he described as the denuclearization of Iran. However, South Korea has said its scheduled military drills with the U.S. will continue. Meanwhile, Hamas has called on the Board of Peace to press Israel to accept a proposed Gaza peace plan. The call followed a meeting in Egypt between a Hamas delegation led by political chief Khalil al-Haya and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the U.S. president. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in Kosi and Bagmati provinces today. Similar weather is expected in the Tarai areas of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces with rain likely at a few places in Madhes, Kosi and Bagmati provinces. Likewise, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim and in the Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Also, very heavy rainfall is possible at one or two places in the Tarai areas of Lumbini province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Monsoon disasters claim 5 lives in Jajarkot and Rolpa. Nepal Army rescues over 300 landslide-affected people in Jajarkot. Government plans to carry out geological study of landslide-hit areas of Bajura, Rolpa and Jajarkot. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party launching Citizens Policy and Leadership Program today to develop people-responsive and transparent political culture. And Iran-US Memorandum of Understanding set to expire, President Trump orders Pentagon to scale back annual US-South Korea military drills. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.